your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am so happy that you are hanging in with us this hour, and I want to remind you, if you've missed any part of today's show, within 2 or 3 days, you will be able to go to sabrams.com and click on the archived audio, which stays forever and ever, and go to travelers411.com, click on podcasts. Every show within 2-3 days after the show broadcasts is podcast for a year. You can download us, take us with you, and there are shows going back to July of 2002. Can you believe it? We start our 16th year, celebrate our 15th anniversary, and start our 16th year on the first Sunday in July 2017. And my on-air travel companion, barefoot beachcomber, senior producer David Isby, started working with me in June of 2002, a month before we went on the air. Because what did I know about radio? So he's the radio expert.
No, I just push the buttons. We know that.
Is that it? Yes. Is that how that's done?
It is.
Oh, okay. And his first mission was to teach me what 10 seconds meant. I remember he said, meet me for lunch at a local restaurant in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, the heart of Berkshire County, from which we broadcast every weekend. And we're at lunch over my Southwest salad. And he says to me, do this for me. Talk for 10 seconds. Well, I clearly had no idea what 10 seconds was. I haven't learned yet. Have I, David?
Well, I... You said it. I didn't.
Go ahead. Speak right up.
It's a bit of a challenge at times, but...
They say in the control rooms at the networks that syndicate Travelers 411, my Saturday show, and Travel with Stephanie Abrams, our Sunday show, that I make an Olympic sport out of using every second, and I can't do that.
That is an actual quote from one of the board operators. Yeah, I remember
true.
That.
Yes.
You guys make an Olympic sport out of this.
But I have to leave time, honey, you know, for intro, and here's a word I learned early on, outro. Did you know there was such a term, outro? That was new for me. So, you know, we can drop in portions of today's show brought to you by and, you know, throw a little music in and out that makes sense with what we're talking about. It's not random, people. A great deal goes into all of this. I have so much to share with you this hour, and I want to get David's opinion on some things that have been going on in the world of travel, and it's all very timely, people, so heads up and pay attention, and we're going to talk about all of that right after this.
Stephanie Abrams' travel shows are brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra, inviting you to E.T. in concert at Symphony Hall in Boston, Friday and Saturday, May 12th and 13th at 8 p.m. Relive the magic of Steven Spielberg's great family adventure, E.T., performed live by the Boston Pops while the movie plays on the silver screen. Get tickets at 888-266-1200 or at bso.org.
my goodness, my goodness, my goodness. There's so much we need to be talking about. It's hard to know where to start. First of all, I want to talk about the flap over the people, teenagers wearing leggings who boarded or were denied boarding on a United Airlines flight. You had to have heard about it. It became the lead stories on all of the news networks and on the 6 o'clock and 10 o'clock in the evening news and whatnot. And there was a little bit of confusion, as it's been explained to me, and I have no firsthand knowledge or information. So what I know, I got from news people on the media, in broadcasting. But they showed you two little girls, really. I don't want to be condescending to teenage girls, but one was 12 or 13 and the other was 10 or 11, and they were wearing leggings and kind of long over shirts, and they were with their guardian or parent who was in Bermuda shorts. And that was a different family, as far as I can determine. That was a family who bought what is called in the industry a full revenue ticket. They paid whatever the fare was that they paid. And it was a published fare by the airline or by somebody like smartfares.com, where you would go and you would buy the best available rate on a ticket on whatever airline you want to fly on in the world. Apparently, the people that were seen as, and I'm going to put the word in quotes, a problem, were, I don't know, 16, 17, 18 years old and part of a family traveling on special fares, special tickets available for, and there's several levels. One level is friends and family of an airline employee. Usually it's family. And sometimes it's the employee themselves. And those folks traditionally, and I don't know what the specific policies are at United or truly at any airline, because I'm not on that side of the desk anymore. But in the past, airline employees paid tax. And that was it. They paid tax. Years ago, international tax on a ticket was something like $20-something dollars. Just about anywhere in the world that you flew. That's not true anymore. There are so many airport fees and other goodies that if you were flying on a free ticket, you'd still probably be spending something like $200-something in tax. I can tell you there are destinations in the world where the taxes and fees are greater than the cost of the ticket. So the ticket's $149 and the taxes and fees are $250. But they're not, the fees are and taxes are not a percentage of the cost of the ticket. They're flat numbers. So even if you get a zero ticket, you're going to pay the taxes and fees and what have you. But I want to talk with you a little bit, David, about, you know, what was your reaction to the whole idea? And then I'm going to give you the inside scoop on what travel industry rules are about, you know, a 17, 18 year old girl, 15, 16, however old they were, who are traveling on special rate tickets, which means they might have just been paying tax and nothing else, or taxes and fees for this ticket, because family members are employed by United Airlines, and the girls were dressed in what is considered trendy fashion today, which means it looks like they forgot to put on their skirts. Is basically what it comes down to. But they're wearing leggingy kind of tights with an overshirt. What do you think?
I think they should have flown without an issue, because a similar thing happened to me about 15 years ago. I was flying from the East Coast to California, and I was flying on a buddy pass as well. And
was the person who worked for the airline with you?
No, but however, one of his coworkers was with me, so okay. It was the both of us, and this is how it started. I actually picked up this guy at his house near the Albany, New York airport, And when I rang the doorbell, he opens the door and he looks at me. I'm dressed in sneakers and shorts. I'm going to California, you know. I didn't know that. I didn't know there was a dress code at that time 15 years ago. And he looks right at me. He's got, you know, button-down shirt, slacks, shoes. He said, there's no way you're going to be flying, you know, with me in first class or business class at the time the way you're dressed. I said, well, it would be great if somebody told me this, you know, ahead of time. So that I can understand. I mean, I had shorts on and sneakers.
So what'd you do?
Well, I wound up flying in coach out to California, but before flying back, I went shopping and bought a nice, an outfit before I, came back to the East Coast.
I'm surprised they even boarded you in economy.
Yes, you know, it's funny. He mentioned that as well. He said, you know, don't be surprised. You may have to be running out quickly. But this was off a very early morning flight, so it was a chance that I was not going to be able to get on the flight at all. So,
right.
But they did allow
it. They were nice to you at the gate.
They were very nice to me at the gate, yeah.
Yeah. All right, so I need to give you, you know, the background inside scoop on all this good stuff. And we got to take a commercial break coming up. And if any of you are going to be flying with an airline on a special ticket because of an employee relationship, there are rules. Some people at the gate will enforce them. Others are in their own dithery world. They won't even notice. You don't want to be the one that gets singled out. We'll be right back. I'll explain more after these important messages. This is Stephanie Abrams. Don't leave me.
Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, announces tickets for the upcoming season are now on sale. Maestro Andres Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the BSO in the music of Mozart, Ravel, Tchaikovsky, Schubert, and Berlioz. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops provide the live John Williams soundtrack to the film classic E.T. and so much more. Tanglewood tickets, now on sale. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings. While enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit newyorkbyrail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit amtrak.com.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com/rumors.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
Portions of today's show brought to you by Incredible Malta, where seascapes, landscapes, great food, beach and city resorts, incredible history and architecture, and wonderful inhabitants make Malta a must-visit destination. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
Via, via, vieni via di qui. Niente più ti lega a questi luoghi, neanche questi fiori azzurri. Via, via. Neanche questo tempo grigio, pieno di musica.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
We've got to dive into these stories about airline industry rules so that you can really understand what you're seeing in the news. When you heard the story about the gate agents denying boarding to two teenage girls who were wearing essentially tights, they refer to them as leggings. And you know, when people wear just those heavy legging tights things, you almost, because they're so form-fitting and they look like tights rather than slacks, you almost look like, if you're a woman, you forgot to put your dress or your skirt on. And they were denied boarding, these two girls, and they were on a special ticket. These special tickets in the travel industry are sometimes referred to as promotional tickets. They are often tickets that are a benefit of employment with an airline. Traditionally, and I can't tell you what the rules are this minute because I haven't been on that side of the desk for happily 17 years, 16 years, since 2001, since the fall, right after 9/11 of 2001. So I don't know what the latest rules are. But in the past, and I suspect they haven't changed all that much, I knew so many people. And if you're listening, Daisy Ortiz, now living in Florida, from Iberia Airlines, I miss you, darling. I think of you when I think of this story. Daisy worked for Iberia, and as an Iberia Airlines employee, Iberia is a huge airline. If you fly to Madrid and you connect, you can go anywhere in the world with Iberia. They are just a huge airline. I used to fly with them a lot 100 years ago when I worked for a giant tour operator, really a huge company out of the New York office. And Daisy worked out of the New York offices of Iberia. And so we used to do a lot together. And I used to say to her, it's snowing. Why don't you fly to Spain someplace warm and go down to the Costa del Sol? And she would say, I can't risk it. I said, what do you mean you can't risk it? Well, as an employee of the airline, generally speaking, there are two kinds of tickets. One is standby, and the other is, I forget what the words are for it. It'll come to me. But it's a guarantee, a confirmed. Hello, easy word, no? You have confirmed status. So if the ticket says under status, okay, that means you are guaranteed to get on that plane. You are guaranteed the seats you have reserved unless somebody comes along with a full fare ticket and you are somewhere in the list of who gets bumped first. Interestingly enough, airline employees are the last to get bumped, often because they are sometimes repositioning to another airport where they have to either overnight or immediately get on a plane and, you know, do something. So travel agents had less priority, even on a confirmed ticket, than airline employees. I think even less priority than people flying on frequent flyer miles. But hey, most of the time, if you had a confirmed seat, you had a confirmed ticket, you got on the flight. But airline employees often fly standby. And if they want to go somewhere, they'll pack a bag, get down to the airport, and hope they're going to get on a flight to wherever. The problem with that is that if they wanted to go away for a weekend and they flew out on Friday night and they're going to fly back on Sunday from wherever, or a week from Sunday if they were taking time off, there's no guarantee they're going to be on the return flight. So you can get to the airport to fly home and find out you're getting bumped off. If that happens, you may not be able to get out till the next day, or the day after, or the day after that, and you're supposed to be at work. So if you don't show up because you couldn't get back, you get a black mark against you. And you're only allowed, I think, three. I don't remember what the Iberia's rule was, but you can't afford it. Plus, you get docked a day's pay. I mean, it's all around stinky. So, you know, the airline giveth and the airline taketh away. One of the things that professionals in travel know well is that if you are flying on a reduced rate ticket, there is a dress code that is expected. Now, I can tell you that United Airlines, American Airlines, Delta Airlines, when they issued a virtually free ticket, even if you were paying the tax on the ticket or if you were lucky enough to get a ticket that was all-inclusive, here's your ticket, go, which was given to companies like in my last life, my company, that gave multi-millions of tens of millions of dollars to a number of airlines, the biggest ones that we worked with, every year. So you'd earn them. They weren't really free. You were earning them. And you would get along with the ticket almost all the time. I can't think of a time when there wasn't this little skinny piece of paper that was slid into, I don't know how many of you would remember, because usually you fly on an e-ticket now, so you know, electronic ticket, you don't have all this jazz. But I'll bet they print it out on the e-ticket when you're flying with a ticket that's not, you know, an actual physical ticket in your hand. They used to have these skinny, long envelopes with the name of the airline on the front in the colors of the airline and their logo. And then you'd open it up and stuck in the envelope, the skinny, tall thing. It's like an 8.5 by 11 piece of paper folded into thirds. And a pocket is made out of two of the right and the middle where the ticket gets slid in. And then on the front, you know, they'd write your name. There'd be a skinny piece of paper, and the skinny piece of paper would be the, you know, it's our pleasure to have you flying as the guest of the airline. Here are the rules. And among the rules are, you're not going to get drunk on the plane. And this is how you're going to be dressed. For men and women, no blue jeans. Not stonewashed, not dark blue, no jeans that are blue. You could get away flying with jeans, denim that was black, pink, yellow, orange, green, whatever, but not anything blue, even if they were $1,200 Gucci, Pucci, Minucci, $1,200 jeans, you couldn't wear them because they were considered work clothes, but not business work, out in the field work. So I'm going to take a quick break and come back with David. I got a couple of stories, like David's story about what happens when you show up in the wrong clothes at the airport, so that you can understand this United story. We'll be right back. Stephanie Abrams here. Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Part of my program, getting from there to here, being able to ride my bike 620 miles every single year from San Francisco to San Diego, is because my friends here at Superbeats. You know, in 1998, the Nobel Prize in Medicine was awarded to three scientists who discovered nitric oxide and the effects on the body. Doctors now refer to it as the body's miracle molecule. Every one of the guys in my studio is taking this stuff. In the last 4 weeks that I've taken this, I'm going to tell you, I'm sleeping better, my knees are better, my nutrition better. By the way, beets are a nutritional gold mine. They're rich in vitamins, minerals, dietary nitrates, nitric oxide, all can help circulation, help maintain healthy blood pressure levels. I am confident. You buy 1 month's supply of Superbeets, I'm going to give you 1 month's supply free. Also, remember the free book, Beat the Odds, free shipping on your entire order. You're going to love the results. I know it's working. I feel better. I feel more energy. You're going to feel better, too. Super Beats. Call right now, 800-808-0687. That's 800-808-0687. Or go to SullyBeats.com. That's S-U-L-L-Y Beats.com.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by Tourism Ireland.
This is Stephanie Abrams introducing you to Ireland's ancient East, where you'll immerse yourself in enchanted sights reflecting over 5,000 years of history. Jump into Ireland and engage in personal experiences at sites with history from the dawn of civilization. Ireland's ancient East awaits you. Start planning at Ireland.com.
All my bags are packed, ready to go. I'm standing here.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Let's say you decided to go somewhere in the world, and the place you're going to is a warm weather destination, and you're dressing for the destination you're going to rather than the destination you're coming from. I see this all the time, David. I'll go into an airport, and it's the dead of winter. There's snow on the ground, and here are these people in shorts and flip-flops and T-shirts with short sleeves, and because they're going to the Caribbean. I met a woman once at JFK, dressed in a cotton dress and sandals in January at JFK. There's snow on the ground. She was going to India. And a lot of times, people going to Orlando or Las Vegas or the Caribbean or Hawaii, do you know, people, when you get in the plane, it's going to fly at somewhere between 35,000 and 38,000 feet up in the air? You know how cold it is?
It's like 40 degrees below zero.
Oh, as much. I've seen as low as 57 below, 60 below. And it's cold in the plane, even though they have heat on. It's not a good idea. And what happens if there's some reason why that plane needs to land? And they're landing in Chicago in January, and you're dressed for the beach, and all your luggage with whatever is stowed in the plane somewhere that you're not getting to. Not so smart.
Or at least for me, this was August, so it was warm for the most part in all over the country. But shorts was not cutting it.
Well, not to get on the plane with a reduced air ticket. Now, if you were flying on a full fare ticket,
nobody would have cared.
Right. You will see people get on planes looking like they just rolled out of bed in what they're wearing, and it won't matter. It won't matter. They'll give women a problem if their top is too revealing, or if it's see-through fabric and there's not much under that fabric other than skin.
A full fare person, you're saying?
Yeah, even a full fare person. Really? Oh yeah, there are people that have been denied boarding because they were wearing clothing that was considered too seductive.
Really? I did not know that.
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, and it also depends on how persnickety the gate agents are, or the flight crew. You know,
there's a lot of individual,
you know, if it's this person, nothing would have happened. And with that person, you're looking at the guillotine.
If it wasn't for the person I was traveling with, who was an employee of the airline, who knew the gate agent because they all worked together, I don't think I would have been able to get on that plane even
on the outbound.
You're right, actually. Yeah. About that, yeah.
Now, if you're flying in business or first class, you know, even as a full fare passenger, the days are probably gone by since people traveling in upper class cabins on an airplane dressed for the occasion. If people are going on business and they're going to get off the plane and walk right into a meeting, they'll travel in business attire. But so many times I have been in first class or business class, and there isn't a soul there that looks like, you know, there's no elegance. If you travel first class or business class on some of the international airlines, oh my goodness, it's a fashion plate story. People are gorgeous, gorgeous. Spanish women, people from Spain, I think they all shop in Loewe's, where you can't buy a belt for under $300 or more. Probably more. I haven't been in Madrid in years now. Last time I was in Madrid, everything was unaffordable. You wanted a suit, it was like shopping in Chanel. $3,000, $4,000. It's like, oh, yeah, that's happening this week. But if you're traveling on a reduced rate ticket, you are expected And I'm not talking about a ticket you got from your frequent flyer miles. I'm talking about a travel industry person who has, for whatever reasons, been awarded this ticket, or maybe they went to some destination through a party and invited a bunch of people in the travel industry to come and learn about their new services, products, events, and whatever. And everybody puts their business card into a basket, and at the end of the evening, somebody pulls out the card and somebody gets two first-class tickets to somewhere. Or maybe if they're cheapies, two economy tickets to somewhere. But those tickets, you got to show up dressed for. I was watching I record The View. And I like to hear their hot topic. Is when they talk about, most of the time, there's a great dichotomy between what I agree with and what I don't, but it's entertaining. But when they talk about travel, I wish to kill them all. Spray something through the TV and make them all go to sleep so they shut up. Whoopi Goldberg stands up and says, well, would they not let me on the plane? I'm wearing leggings. Yeah, but she was wearing this thing looked like a house coat. You know, it was like a coat dress that buttons all the way down the front.
Sure.
That came below her knees. Well, then it just looked like you're wearing tights, lady. And I love her. And she's so sweet and funny in so many ways. But don't talk about travel, Whoopi, especially when you're so proud of the fact that you own a bus. And when you go from New York to California, it takes you 3 days to get across country in your bus. Because there's two drivers who take turns and they just keep rolling and rolling, and she's in the back enjoying her living room, bedroom, whatever, on this marvelous vehicle that must be great fun to travel on. But I'd say that doesn't make you the best spokesperson for explaining what's going on in an airline. So years ago, I was traveling with a colleague. I was the executive vice president of the company. This was a high-up executive in the company. And we were going from California to Newark. And I think we were flying either Los Angeles or San Francisco. I mean, where else would you fly from, really? And we had a connection. And we left on a red eye, but with a connection somewhere. And nobody said anything to him, and this was a guy that I think he showered with a sport jacket on. It didn't matter how hot it was outside, he would have a sport jacket on. It might have been linen that wasn't lined in the hot weather destination, or, you know, some cashmere or lamb's wool or leather that was lined in other months of the year, but he would always have a jacket on. And usually a tuxedo shirt.
Wow.
And he was wearing blue jeans that were bought in some fancy store, which meant they were probably $800 to $1,200 blue jeans. So by the time you were done adding up what he was wearing, the cost of what he was wearing, even if you left out the jewelry, exceeded 20% of the people in the planes, how much they paid for what they were wearing. Well, on the red eye, nobody looked, nobody cared. But when we landed and we had a 2-hour layover waiting for the next flight, the gate people noticed and said they weren't going to board him. Luckily, well, first of all, when that happens to you, your luggage is going through.
Right.
You know, you're not seeing that luggage. But in his carry-on, he had a pair of slacks that were rolled up and stuffed in his carry-on. So, you know, he was able to change. And we went along fine. There was another situation where a member of my company, and I didn't own it. Well, I sort of did own a piece of it. I owned a bunch of stock in it. A person who was the son of an executive in my company, the executive was high up in the food chain, and the son had a summer job and made enough money in the summer job in our company to qualify to be on these special lists called IATA and ARC. IATA is for the international airlines, and ARC was the American airlines, but also included Canada. But the dawn is so if you wanted to fly domestically on a reduced rate or a free ticket, you had to be on the ARC list. And if you wanted to fly internationally, you had to be on the IATA list. And this young fellow who was still in college was put on both lists. And he qualified because he was given a summer job, whether he showed up to work or not, and got paid. And there he was on the list. So I'm going to tell you what happened to him. And I'm almost positive it was also United Airlines. But it doesn't matter. You're going to love this story right after we come back. Stephanie Abrams here. Oh, babe, I hate Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Follow Ireland's wild Atlantic Way along the coastline from Kinsale to Malinhead, Ireland's most southern and northern points, and wend your way through charming towns and villages where you're sure to find locally sourced produce, freshly delivered Irish cheeses and creamery products, and fish and seafood caught in Irish waters prepared into mouth-watering meals created by skilled chefs waiting at a table set for you. To complement the experiences of your day exploring Ireland, let the mist of the sea embrace you as you walk along the beaches or ride horseback. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you: music, art, dance, architecture, history, literature. Take a course in surfing or maybe a cooking class, all by the side of the sea. And there are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares and accommodations, from B&Bs to cozy country castles. Visit your travel agent in Ireland.com.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid, or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings, while enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579. time.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-616-2130. That's 800-616-2130. 800-616-2130.
Biz Talk Radio.
Portions of today's show brought to you by Rumors, Stephanie Abrams' novel of secrets, lies, and conspiracies that ensnare the lives of ordinary people in a tightening web that all starts with rumors. Available at Amazon.com in print and Kindle formats and BarnesandNoble.com. Rumors by Stephanie Abrams, the perfect leisure time companion.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Well, I was telling you what happened with a young fellow who was in college, worked during the summers at my last company, made enough money to qualify to be on the ARC and IATA list. Those of you in the travel industry are going to love this story. And these are the lists that your name must appear on in order to qualify for reduced rate travel. He and a buddy went out to Las Vegas. And at the time, there was an airline. Well, he was flying with, I'm almost positive he was flying with United. And they were flying home on a red eye, nonstop, from Las Vegas to Newark Airport. And they showed up, well, one of them anyway, this fellow that had worked in our company, showed up in shorts. And he was on a reduced rate ticket. Now, the rules are long pants, no sneakers, no sandals. You can wear loafers, you know, something moccasin kind of, but, you know, nice shoes that slide on or slide off, or shoes that lace up. And you, in many cases, you are required to wear a dress shirt. Oh, it has to be a shirt with a collar. And usually a jacket, often a tie. Now, you can take the jacket, the tie off. In fact, when you get in the plane, you could go in the lavatory, take off all that jazz and put on a jogging suit if you wanted to. No, because by the time you're in the plane, usually nobody cares. But it's that process until you get on and in the plane. And if you're flying on a long-haul flight for 14 or 19 hours, even in business and first class, people will go in and change into like a jogging suit kind of thing. And there are airlines like Virgin Atlantic. If you're in upper class, they give you something called a snooze suit. I have a couple snooze suits at home, David. They're very cute.
I like the name.
Yeah, they're like jogging pants and like a sweatshirty thing with a hood. And if you're flying on a nighttime flight on a long haul, you know, you cuddle up in your snoozy suit and there's nothing grabbing you, you know, in your waist and your legs.
Sure, yeah.
So they go to the gate. And the gate agents, he and his friend, I think his friend was dressed all right. His friend had on slacks. And they didn't bug him. And it's entirely possible his friend was on a full fare ticket because his friend didn't work for the company. So, you know, you can almost dress like a clown. They won't bother you. And that's what's so funny, because you saw in the United Airlines incident with the girls, you saw a family where the fathers were in shorts, the girls are wearing leggings, nobody's caring. That's because they paid whatever the full freight was. Even if they went to smartfares.com and bought a ticket that's a whole lot less than you'd buy it for directly from the airline, that's still considered a full fare ticket. It's a published rate somewhere. You know, it's a rate somebody's contracted with. But go and free is another story. Even if you're paying hundreds of dollars in tax, it's still a free ticket. Or tax and fees. So they tell him he's got to put on slacks. He says, well, I have a problem because my luggage was checked at check-in. So what you see is what you get. This is all I have are these shorts. And they said, well, then you're not getting on the flight. This was not a good story. It was ugly. So he didn't know what to do, this brilliant young man. And he stood in the gate area and said at the top of his lungs, does anybody have a pair of slacks that I can borrow just to get on this plane? Well, you have no idea. David, what do you think the reaction of the flight attendants, and the gate people was?
At that point, you get the most expensive pair of slacks in the world. You're not getting on this plane.
Well, they were so upset.
Oh, of course.
They wrote it up.
Oh.
And they sent it in to the airline's headquarters office. Meantime, when this young man realized he wants to get on this plane and the only thing that's going to do it is a pair of slacks, he went shopping in the airport.
Right.
I mean, he had some time before the flight, and he found a shop, and he bought a pair of slacks, and he got on the plane. That happened on the weekend.
But the write-up had already happened.
Oh, honey.
Oh, geez.
So early in the week, like Tuesday, Wednesday, in our office at the headquarters of the company, comes a letter from the airline telling us exactly what happened at the gate, delineating what the gate agent said, what the passenger said, whatever, and what the all that went on, and that they are very disturbed by all of this, and therefore, they're not flying this person anymore.
Oh, geez.
And the whole company is being punished for the next year. Nobody can fly on that airline on a reduced rate ticket. That wasn't good.
Well, of course not.
No, that was not good because at that time I was doing an awful lot of flying to Asia on the airline that just got ticked off. They also threatened to cancel our airline plate. That's the little piece of metal that you used to need in order to either insert it in your computer print system or in that manual machine that you use to write tickets. Without that plate, you didn't write tickets on that airline. This was bad. And so big. So I got the privilege of calling the airline and speaking with the top person that we dealt with because we gave them an awful lot of business. And talked them down and had to tell them that we have removed this person from our lists and that we have also terminated this person's employment. Which, whether it was true or not, that's what I told them.
Of course.
And that saved our behinds, basically.
Wow.
I mean, that's
crazy.
That's what, I mean, it was ugly. So, you know, these folks are really serious when they talk about their expectation of a dress code. And you don't want to mess with it because they're holding all the cards. I had so much more I want to talk about this hour. David, we're going to do this next week and catch up on all the other goodies. Everybody else, come back, all you all. We love you. Good. We'll see you next week. Stephanie Abrams and David Isby here. Gotta fly now.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.